Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening:
people living with disabilities besiege finance minister at diabetes offices demanding monthly allowances they claim they have not received for the last 8 years.
We need to see people living with disabilities being empowered. Actually, that's the major issue why we are here. That's what people are clamoring for. They need to be empowered, equipped.
A Harare High Court today upheld the decision of a Bindura magistrate granting bail to Solomon Madzore, youth leader of the MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, accused of insulting President Mugabe.
And the House of Assembly approves the Senate amendments to the constitutional bill, which now awaits President Robert Mugabe's signature to become the country's supreme law.
People living with disabilities today besieged the finance minister at diabetes offices demanding monthly allowances they claim they've not received for the last 8 years. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
People living with disabilities today picketed Minister Biti's offices, waving placards as they demanded their allowances from the authorities. Some of the placards read, quote, "Disability does not mean inability. Treat us like human beings." Close quote. One of the demonstrators, Tendai Dimikira, said the failure by the government to look after people living with disabilities is a cause for concern.
The major issue that we want to achieve here is we need to see people living with disabilities being empowered. Actually, that's the major issue why we are here. That's what people are clamoring for. They need to be empowered, equipped. It's like gone are the days whereby people would depend upon much on the begging syndrome. And we're saying that the major deterrent or issue that is leading people to resort to this is they lack this assistance. Because people need to venture into different projects. And once they are into those projects, obviously they'll be found on their own side doing a way of living for the benefit of their families.
Another demonstrator, Stokozile Matutu, said government had not honored its promise to look after them as the social service system in the country has failed to cope.
We are not getting anything from the social welfare department and we are suffering. We were told to register with the department, but we are still not getting any money from there. We were promised payments of $20 per month per person, but nothing has been given to us. And the last we received some form of payment was during the Zim dollar era. So we end up doing vending in town, but that invites a brush with council authorities, who then tell us to go and stay in the rural areas. But we cannot go there because we do not have any source of income. So our life is really hard.
While Dimikira acknowledged a new clause in the new constitution bill that is said to become the supreme law of the country if President Robert Mugabe assents to it, he says more needed to be done to ensure that the rights of disabled people were respected.
Right, the issue of disability rights in the constitution, I think it's a good, that's a very noble idea, I would say. Because it seems somebody has taken into cognizance of the people living with disabilities. But the major challenges that we have is there is an area whereby they're saying the government would assist in the event of the availability of resources. So my fellow brothers are crying foul over the issue of availability of resources, because it explains to say that when things are intact, obviously that's when people are going to be assisted. And there's a chance whereby people will be knocking into the different offices and they're going to be told that we, as according to the constitution, is saying when resources are available, that's when we can assist you. At the moment, we don't happen to have any resources. Just go back, we'll call you. So it's not ideal to the disability community in terms of that wedding.
Representatives of the protesters failed to meet Minister Biti, but held a meeting with some officials from his ministry who reportedly promised to discuss the issue with the minister. Studio 7 failed to obtain comment from Minister Biti and her labor and social welfare counterpart, Paulina Gwanyanyampariwa, who were both said to be in parliament. However, Biti is on record saying government coffers are empty and cannot meet all the demands of the country's citizens. Meanwhile, a Harare High Court judge today upheld the decision of a Bindura magistrate granting bail to Solomon Madzore, youth leader of the MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, accused of insulting President Mugabe. Madzore is accused of likening Mr. Mugabe to a limping donkey at a rally with his party's supporters held at Mushumbi Pools in the Mbire district of Mashonaland Central Province last month. State Attorney Munyara Zimataranyika last week invoked Section 121 of the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act to deny Madzore his freedom, saying he was a flight risk, a claim which High Court Judge Felistus Chatukuta did not find favor with. Today, Justice Chatukuta dismissed the state application and ordered the immediate release of Madzore. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.